Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. There were times in the life of Christ when he was the most popular teacher in Palestine. Large crowds followed him almost everywhere he went. He was especially popular when he fed large crowds and performed spectacular miracles. But when he taught concepts which did not please the religious leaders or the multitudes, he was threatened with death. This fact, which the New Testament firmly establishes, shows the fickleness of many human beings. We are inclined to follow Jesus when it is the thing to do. But when the times get tough, many turn back and walk no more with him. Sometimes, his immediate followers turned away from the Lord. On one occasion, a certain scribe said to Jesus, "Master, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus responded, "The foxes have holes, and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Matthew 8:19-20. Another of our Lord's disciples said to him, "Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father." But Jesus said unto him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury the dead." Matthew 8:21-22. These verses have stimulated an enormous amount of discussion and controversy. Liberal theologians and others have accused Jesus Christ of ignoring and even opposing family relationships. The charge borders on the ridiculous. Jesus Christ endorsed marriage and the family. He performed his very first miracle at a wedding feast in Cana of Galilee. How could God the Son fail to honor God the Father who had ordained marriage? There is one thing for sure. Jesus nowhere discouraged anyone's dishonoring his parents. But he wanted his disciples then and now to put following him first in their lives. He made that truth abundantly clear in his great Sermon on the Mount. "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 6:33. Jesus further explained to his disciples, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Matthew 10:37. The fact that Jesus loved families and endorsed marriage is not even open to debate. He demanded that his disciples follow the law of Moses, which required people to honor father and mother. Matthew 15:4. So what did Jesus have in mind when he urged one of his disciples, "Follow me, and let the dead bury the dead"? It seems that most scholarly commentators believe Jesus was saying, "Let the spiritually dead bury the physically dead." If a man has done all within his ability to care for his father, and the father dies, those who are in the business of burying the dead can attend to such matters. Jesus was not teaching that attending funerals is wrong. He was saying that sometimes there are higher priorities, a fact which all of us recognize on some level. If you have a critically ill child, when your father dies, which would get your attention? All of us would attend to our child. Family relationships are very vital to the functioning of our society, and that includes churches. Children must honor their parents. That is the first commandment with promise, Ephesians 6:2. But there are times when those who are dying in sin demand our immediate attention. We cannot delay, or they will go into eternity unprepared to meet their God. There is hardly any doubt Jesus was urging his hearers to get their priorities in order. In the case at hand, the most vital part of a man's life was to follow Jesus. That is also true of our lives. Thank you, and may God bless you.